Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
You are listening to 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Sounds Like Nonsense, and my name is Roman. We have an interesting theme today. This marks the anniversary of D.B. Cooper's famous plane-jacking ransom, the story I will tell you about later, after this, Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Thank you.
That was Bob Marley and the Wailers with Three Little Birds, as requested by my mother. There you go, Mom. All right. So today's theme revolves around D.B. Cooper. And if you don't know this story, it's tremendous. So D.B. Cooper was this middle-aged guy back in the early 1970s. He got on a domestic flight going to Seattle, and he claimed to have a bomb, and then he proceeded to get $200,000 of ransom money by holding this plane hostage, and then he jumped out of the plane flying over the Seattle wilderness, and he disappears. They never find his body. They never find any trace of him. They never heard from again. It's an amazing story. So to celebrate that, to honor that fact, we are playing all musicians who have been arrested at some point. First off, we had Frank Sinatra, who was arrested for adultery, because of course he was. And that was Bob Marley, who was arrested for... What would Bob Marley be arrested for? I'll tell you later. Here's Nirvana with Lithium.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Every day for all I care.
That was Nirvana with Lithium. Now, Kurt Cobain was arrested back in the 80s for trespassing. I did look it up. Bob Marley was arrested for possession of marijuana. Now, I didn't want to assume, but, you know, makes sense. Here's Wilson Pickett with Mustang Sally. That was Wilson Pickett with Mustang Sally, as requested by my dad. There you go, Dad. Also, if you are listening to this later, I do play Honky Tonk Woman later. So, you know, stick around. I know you got something to do later, but, you know, if you listen to the recording, I do finally get to that song. So, thank you. That was Wilson Pickett, who was sentenced to a year in jail after a drunk driving case. Up next is David Bowie with Suffragette City. That was David Bowie with Suffragette City. He was arrested for possession of marijuana. Now, most of the people that I found, their arrests were drug-related. Not surprisingly, rock stars being famous for that sort of thing. Up next is The White Stripes with Fell in Love with a Girl. I once debated doing an acoustic cover of that song for my school's talent show, but I decided against it because it was too fast. You'll see what I mean in a second. That was The White Stripes, and Jack White was arrested in 2003 for aggravated assault, because if you know anything about Jack White, you know that he is a very angry person. The more you look up about him, the more angry you realize. Up next is The Doors with Touch Me, and I think their frontman has the most mugshots I was able to find, except for one person. More on that after this. out of everyone I found, I think Jim Morrison had like first or second most arrests. I just looked it up. It's 6. That's nuts. Guy only lived to 27. He got arrested 6 times. It's crazy. All right. I think the only person I saw who could have had more was Kid Rock. I am not playing a Kid Rock song. I'm sorry if you're a fan. I'm not doing it. Here's Jimi Hendrix with Hey Joe, a song about escaping prison, which is ironic when I tell you this next story. So Jimi Hendrix was arrested in Canada in the late 60s for drug possession. He never shot anybody, as far as I know. He did briefly serve in the military, but I think during that time he spent more time jamming with his COs than anything. You can look that up. That's a real story. He jammed with his commanding officer. Up next, here's Honky Tonk Woman with the Rolling Stones.
Tried to take me upstairs for a ride.
That was the Rolling Stones with Honky Tonk Woman. Mick Jagger was arrested back in 67 for a narcotics charge. Very fascinating. Up next, She by Green Day. Now, Billy Joe Armstrong, lead singer of Green Day, was arrested for drunken driving and had to, as part of his plea, he had to be involved with an anti-drunk driving commercial, which I did not look for, but it's probably out there. You could probably find it. Go ahead, find it. Here's Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Are you still listening?
That was Sweet Judy Blue Eyes by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. That was the song that I first learned what a suite is, which is like three songs stitched together into one or more. So David Crosby of Crosby, Stills, and Nash was arrested in 1982 for possessing a handgun and cocaine. He said he was carrying around the handgun because he was afraid after John Lennon got shot, which is I can see where he's coming from with that. Well, up next is Iron Man by Black Sabbath. I will find Ozzy Osbourne's story after that. One other thing. In that last song, all that part that's in Spanish, that's gibberish. They just made that up. They just thought it sounded like Spanish. They just sang it. If you look up the lyrics, they just say, this is Spanish gibberish, basically. Here's Iron Man.
Thank you.
That was Iron Man by Black Sabbath. Ozzy Osbourne arrested, unsurprisingly, for public drunkenness. Here's a lot of stories about that. You can look them up. Up next is Peaceful Easy Feeling by the Eagles. Glenn Frey is our lucky arrestee for this one. I will tell you that story afterward. Here we go. So, Glenn Frey, arrested in 1973 for drug possession and public intoxication. Most of these are drug possession, like pretty much all of them. That's what rock stars do. They do drugs, and then they get arrested for them, and then they spend a few nights in prison, and then they make bail. That's like pretty much all the stories that I could find. All right, up next is Anarchy in the UK, who had Sid Vicious, the Prince of Punk. He is our lucky arrestee. Here we go. That was the Sex Pistols with Anarchy in the UK. I saved the most intense story for last. Sid Vicious might have killed his girlfriend. We don't know. It's all kind of up to hearsay. Evidence kind of points towards he did, because he was on a lot of drugs at the time, but he died not long afterwards, so it sinks into hearsay. I think we have time for one more before my hour's up. Here's Smashing Pumpkins with Tonight Tonight. That was the Smashing Pumpkins with Tonight Tonight, and that ties in with the Smashing Pumpkins bassist, Darcy Retzky, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who was arrested for buying crack cocaine. That's my hour. That's all we've got for the DB Cooper playlist. What can I say? Stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble of the law. Have a good Sunday. This was Sounds Like Nonsense. I'm Roman. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Have a good weekend.